Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited about Beverly Williams being back on the show. She's our good friend. She's the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. Pound for pound, nobody does more, has done more for home-based business owners than Beverly Williams, and we couldn't do without her. She's not only an original member of our Brain Trust, she's virtually an original member of the show. Only a handful of folks are more original than Beverly, and she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. About 6 years, a little teeny tiny bit less than 6 years ago, Beverly, you were on my show for the very first time. Actually, about 5 years and 51 weeks or something like that ago, you were on my show. You were probably about like the fourth or fifth guest that I ever had on my show, and boy, were you brave.
I can remember thinking prior to that show that it would be interesting to see how it turns out, because the concept was wonderful, but I had been interviewed before by people who thought what they had to say was more important than what I had to say, and I often wondered why they bothered having me as a guest at all. I remember coming off that first show and going, wow, there's somebody who actually wanted to hear what I had to say, and it is still true.
Well, I appreciate
I thank you for the opportunity.
Well, you know, the thing is the key to what we've done here, Beverly, is people like you and the hundreds of members of our Brain Trust, who many of them, as you know, Beverly, like yourself, just continue to come back. Mm-hmm. Even if they don't have a book to sell or whatever, you know, they keep coming back. And I attribute that, Beverly, to the importance of the people that you and I want to help, that we speak to, the how we feel about them, how much we want to let them know that they're not alone, that they have some folks out here who want to help them, and I think we've proven that. One of the things I think you and I and the others have done is we've proven to small business owners that there are, at least if nothing else, there are at least a few hundred people who really do care about that.
Right. Yeah, a resource for them that they can trust. That's been a problem for a number of years. Well, since I got into home-based business, I was trying to find somebody that you could trust who wasn't just trying to sell you something.
Right.
And so, yes, this is a wonderful forum for those people who need a very valuable resource that they can trust.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for providing it.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank you for being part of that. You know, Beverly, I know that we were going to talk about pricing today, and I'm going to throw you a little bit of a ringer. You didn't know we were going to do this, but I'd like to talk a little bit instead, if we could today, a little bit instead, about politics. And I don't mean Democrat politics or Republican politics.
That's good.
I don't mean either one of those parties. I'm talking about another party, and I know you can do this because I know this is something that you're very, very much interested in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about what I call the Small Business Party.
Mm-hmm.
See, when I started doing this show, as you know, I have a political attitude. I have a political opinion. I have a political leaning. I have all that, just like everybody else does. But I knew that when I started this show, that I didn't want this show to become a political. I didn't want anybody to say this is going to be a liberal show or a conservative show,
right,
or whatever. Because my focus, my goal was to serve small business, and I knew that in order to do that, I was going to have to serve people who were Democrats, Republicans, Independents, whatever they were.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to use the term, co-opt somebody else's term, but I wanted a big tent here for small business owners, and so I decided that the party that I would serve is the Small Business Party,
mm-hmm,
and that I would focus on the things that were important to small business. Politically, that part of what we would do is we would talk about politics, but it would be about small business politics, regardless of whose ox got gored.
Right.
on this show, we've gored some Republican oxes and we've gored some Democrat oxes. And we've talked about, you know, both sides of the aisle whenever either one of them were doing something that would harm small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you have been involved in somewhat in politics with regard to home-based business owners.
Right.
And I guess the thing that I wanted to set up here for us to talk about for a little bit is the importance of us getting organized, small business owners, including home-based business owners, getting organized and being a little more of a force politically so that the things that are important to us come to bear and are well known. And I just thought I'd get your thoughts on that.
Okay. Well, I agree with you 100%. I have a couple of issues with the way things are set up currently for small businesses being represented on Capitol Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And on the smaller hills around the country. One is that the definition of a small business eliminates or discriminates against the majority of the small businesses in this country.
You mean because the generic definition is like 500 employees or something like that?
That's correct.
Uh-huh.
So anybody with 100 employees or less, or 5 employees or less, or no employees, such as most home-based businesses,
mm-hmm.
get lost in this number, these people. And I have nothing against small businesses that have 500 or 100 employees. You know, good for them, and they're providing an economic opportunity for a lot of people. But it's important for the one-person operations and the 5 or 10 employee businesses, whether you're home-based or not, to have a voice as well. And for those people who have the power to make rules and regulations that govern us, know how many of us there are. And what kind of power and influence we could have as a group is just incredible.
If we could aggregate our political voice into say, you know, at least not 20 million different voices, if we could
right.
aggregate that, and there that has been done, to some degree, you've been a force of that. You've testified before. You've done some things like that. There are other organizations,
mm-hmm.
the Small Business Survival
right.
Committee, the National Federation of Independent Business, and others that do that. But still, if you add up all their memberships, if you added up 100% of the membership of those groups, Beverly, it's less than 1 million people.
Yeah, and
I know how much I know how many people belong there. It's less than 1 million, and
right.
as you know, if you add the independent contractors, the small home-based business owners. And the business owners with, you know, they're not home-based,
mm-hmm.
you're talking 30, 40 million people easy.
Oh, at least, because they're estimating that there's...
I'm sorry, Ben. Stand by. Here we go. We got to take a quick break. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Beverly Williams is our guest. She is an original member of this show, ladies and gentlemen. The only person basically that's more original than Beverly is me. And she's just, Beverly, again, on behalf of my audience and on behalf of me and my organization, we couldn't have done this without you.
Oh, well, thank you.
And with one exception, nobody has been a guest on this show more than you have.
Ah.
And that's Joan Pride, who's with me every week with the Kipling Writers.
Right, right.
But other than that, and for a long time you were, but she's, you know, she's, but anyway, it's just, we couldn't do without you. And Beverly, one of the things that I know you've been working on and have been trying to do is to let your folks, your audience, the people you've worked with in the world of home-based business, understand the importance of being involved in the political scene, in the political process. And if we... You know, we really kind of need to take a lesson from the unions. I don't want to unionize small business. I mean, that's blasphemy, but I do think that if you think about it, if you are a member of a union, you know, let's say that you're a member of a union there, and there are 10 million people in that union, let's say, or, you know, 4 or 5 unions, every single member of that union is represented politically, whether they like how they're being represented or not,
mm-hmm.
because those unions are going to be politically active.
Right.
And you pay dues to a union, and that's how you know that political activism gets funded. Well, small business owners, we're not hooked up like that, are we?
No.
You know, we are to some degree, like, you know, like the, to the degree that you got your organization over the years, the NFIB and the others. But still, as I said, that's the numbers are very small, the people who are active on a national level.
Well, and that's always been a problem. If you say, when you testify or you talk to the political powers and they say, well, how many members do you have? And if you've got 10,000 members, but you know there's 13 million home-based businesses out there, 10,000 are a drop in the bucket, and it's hard to get them to listen. If you had, you know, 10 million
right.
of the 13 million, then it's different. And I'm sure NFIB and Small Business United has had the same problem.
Well, yeah, and as I said, if you know, they're very proud of their membership, but you know, NFIB's got the largest membership of any small business group that I know of, and their membership is like 600,000. And here's the very interesting thing, Beverly. They are considered to be the number two behind AARP, the number two top lobbying group in America in America. Period. Of all lobbying groups. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know
with
that.
With 600,000 members, they're number two. Imagine what we could do if we had 2 million people that were gaggled together to work, to, you know, as a force, so to speak. Imagine that. We could make sure that the banking regulations were not, this is not about taking control, is it, Beverly? We're just talking about, we're not asking you to give us any special favors. Just don't hurt us.
Right. Well, it's to understand us, to get the information and understand who we are. Don't make assumptions about who we are.
Right.
That's the biggest problem I have, people making assumptions that they know who and what we are and what we need when they don't have any idea.
Right.
So, yes, I agree with you 100%, but I will take it one step further, and that is that it's not just a matter of joining an organization and saying, okay, stand back and represent me, and then getting mad if they don't do what you think they should do.
Right.
You need to get involved. You need to let them know what your issues are and be willing to help work for it, regardless of whether that's on a local level or whether it's flying to Washington and testifying. There's a need for people to be more actively involved in these decisions of the groups that are representing you. It's one of those cases where when people stand up and say, well, I think we should, it's fine. Are you willing and able to do that? You know, don't just make the suggestion and don't just sit back and complain. You need to be actively involved. And I know there's probably people out there groaning and saying, I don't have the time to do this. Well
see, that's the problem, Beverly. That's our challenge, is each of us individually have to run our businesses.
Right.
It's the reason why we don't chat a lot. It's the reason why we don't, you know, we don't get involved in a lot of things because many of us are so close to the edge of success or failure. I mean, that ragged edge out there of whether we're going to make it or not, we're so close to that, we're afraid to take our eye off the ball. And that precludes us having a lot of time to do some of these things. But I understand that, and I would just like to encourage all small business owners, regardless of where your office is based, your business is based, home at home or not, I just like to encourage you this next year, let's all make a resolution right now that we're going to be a little more involved and a little more vocal about the things that are important to small businesses.
You're here.
You know, Beverly, a lot of us are concerned about gun control, about the environment, about abortion, on whatever side of those issues you want to be on. Right. A lot of small business owners are excited about that, and they're vocal about it, but they won't be vocal about their small business. And I think it's time that we focus more on that.
I agree with you 100%. And I also agree that we're all very busy running our businesses, and it doesn't leave us a whole lot of time to do other things. But think of it this way. If we don't get involved, if we don't start making some changes in the regulations that govern small businesses, that restrict small businesses from operating better, then we're really in danger of not being able to continue our small business.
If we don't do it, somebody else will, and we may not like what we get, which is kind of what we have. Beverly Williams, after almost exactly 6 years, thank you for all your time and for your support.
Well, thank you.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. We won't let her get away. Quick break. I'll be right back with Chad Moutray. The show is brought to you by IBM.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.